You and I are friends of Jesus. How about that? It's good news like that that keeps us singing today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hi, hello. The sunshine is shining bright in this room, and it's our goal to brighten your day with every song. What is it? What is it? It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Now in Technicolor.
That's right.
Follow the sunbeam, my friend, right over here. We have a seat just for you and all of our friends listening in from around the globe. Welcome on in. Daniel Britt, ready to introduce to you these golden rays of sunshine. Kevin Williams.
Yeah.
Lauren Talley.
That's right.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Michael Booth.
Foodbrothers.com.
Mark Bishop.
Bye, Chico's Bell Buns.
Pat Barker.
And all God's children said who?
New York Times best-selling author Andy Andrews.
I'm here.
The soft feminine side, Tori Taff.
That's so right.
And the one and only Bill Gaither.
And my guests today are all filled with hope and sharing the love.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good day.
Here's the whole homecoming game.
If he keeps on blessing and blessing, if he keeps on pouring it all, just keeps getting richer. If he keeps on giving us all, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
When I gave my heart to Jesus, and when I claimed him as my king, when the gloom and fear was lifted, my old heart just started to sing. Then the song just keeps getting bigger, and it thrills my heart through and through. If it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
If it keeps on blessing and blessing, if it keeps on pouring it all, if his love just keeps getting richer, if it keeps on giving us song, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If it keeps on blessing and blessing, if it keeps on pouring it on, if his heart just keeps getting richer, if it keeps on giving us song,
friends.
All right, on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band, this one featuring Adam Crabb.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know I always want to be there, holding your hand and standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through and everything you do. Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night, let me change whatever's wrong and make it right,
make it right.
Let me take you to that wonder can share. All I ask you is let me be there. Watching you grow,
watching you grow,
and going through the changes in your life, that's how I know,
that's how I know
I always wanna be there,
Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right.
That was the dulcet tones of Adam Grab and the rest of the vocal band singing Let Me Be There.
Here are the Hoppers.
Egypt was once my home. I was a slave, helpless and sin did roam. Of life did pray, but when I looked up to heaven's throne, Christ came to say I'm living in Canaan now. Higher ground will not belong till Christ the Savior your soul is found. You'll sing this song, I'm living in Canaan now.
And there's more still to come on Homecoming Radio.
Well, it won't be long, believe it or not, before many of your favorite homecoming friends descend upon the beautiful Smoky Mountains.
The 2026 version of Family Fest, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Every year it seems to get better and better. And what a lineup of artists we've got.
Featuring Bill and Gloria Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band. That's Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith, along with Mark Lowry, Gordon Moat,
Gene McDonald, Lady Love Smith, Kevin Williams, Matthew Holt, Michael Shade Rousey, Angela Prim,
Joseph Habedank, we've got The Sound, The Booth Brothers,
Chris Blue, The Martins,
Marshall Hall,
The Wilbanks, Bradley Walker, Woody Wright, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Linda Randall, Russ Taff, plus guest speakers.
Family Fest 2026,
May 22nd through May 24th, Gatlinburg Convention Center.
5 concerts, 2.5 days in the beautiful Smoky Mountains.
And it is perfect for the whole family.
Great speakers, inspiring music, and more information at homecomingradio.com. He's consistent and very artistic. This is one of our ultimate favorites at the piano, Stan Whitmire on Homecoming Radio.
Thank you.
This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, sitting today with Judy Martin Hess of the Martins. We've got Jake Cooley. Thanks for taking time to appear here on the radio at Homecoming Radio. We love your music, and this is fun to have these friends around these mics.
It is fun to have friends, yeah. And especially at something like this,
yeah.
Where we get to all be together and visit with each other, and then we get to sit back and watch each other do what we do. And appreciate that and be ministered
cheer each other
to
on.
By each other. It's so wonderful.
Well, the Gaithers obviously have this wonderful song called Old Friends after all of these years.
Right.
But there are new friends that come along our path as
yes.
well. And Judy, to your left, is a new friend, but you've probably known him for a lot longer than we may realize. So tell me the first time, and this is Jake Cooley, tell me the first time, Jake, I'll put you on the spot,
sure.
that you heard the Martins.
Oh, my goodness. I was probably five, four
gosh.
Or five in my little Baptist church in Ivan, Louisiana, with our brown paneling on the wall
yes.
and our red cushioned pews.
Yes.
And when I was probably 10 or 11, I covered y'all's So High.
No
You Must
way.
Come In at the Door.
Yes.
Yes. I covered that for many, many years. So that was one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a fun song.
Ain't it fun?
Yes.
Y'all still do it in shows?
We do.
Okay.
We do every now and then. We still, it's still high on the docket. We like
it's fantastic.
That one. Yeah, it's so much fun.
I grew up singing that at my little Baptist church.
Oh, my gosh. So when you were five and heard us for the first time, that was like 10 years ago?
Yes, because I just turned 16. I'm 27.
So
I'm not far from 16.
My oldest son is 27.
Standing outside the door of love and mercy, you wonder if there's a place there for you. You know there's peace inside, but still you're searching for someone who understands the pain you've been through. What the Father waits with open arms.
When the Martins first came out, you guys were the new kids on the block,
yes.
and you were sitting amongst those legends.
Oh my gosh!
In the big wingback chairs at the front
yes.
row of honor, and now you've got kids coming up to you saying,
yes.
"How do you get started?" Or I grew up watching you,
yes.
or to have the break in the women's restroom,
right?
Like you've got the break.
Right? You know, it's real funny. I remember being on a panel at GMA event one year, long, long time ago, and the gentleman who was the frontman for Jars of Clay, somebody asked, you know, how, what are the steps? Like, what's the formula?
Yeah, yeah.
And he started telling how he said, well, first you need to be born in Mississippi and grow up with these three different guys, and you know, go to high school together, and, you know, he just told
yeah.
his story. He said,
yeah.
that's how you do it.
Yeah.
But he said, the thing is that it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah.
And what we, my brother and sister and I, always encourage young talent or not so young talent that are still interested
right,
in
right.
this being more a part of their life, we tell them you have to sing where you are. You have
yeah,
to start in Jerusalem. You have to just start singing wherever you possibly can,
that's
whatever
good.
Comes open, and put yourself out there. And you've got to, the best way to do it is to let it grow organically.
Yeah.
It's hard to wait on things, but that seems to be the best way to let it happen.
You know, my path did not end up being professional music. I'm more into radio. But at one point, I wrote Vestal a letter, and I said, how do you get started? And she called me on the phone.
No way.
And do you know the advice she gave me?
What?
She says, darling, sing wherever they'll have you. go walk through the door. If they think enough of you to invite you to sing, show up and sing, you know, or play or whatever it is.
Yes.
And that's advice you probably heard, Jake.
Oh, yes, sir. And that's advice I have taken because I have sung everywhere. The first time I sang, I guess you could say professionally, maybe I was like 14, but they paid me. So I guess that was...
I would call that professional.
And it was a little church. And it was a solo gig, but I also grew up singing with the quartet. And one of our first concerts together, we were pushing all of the sound equipment into this church to get ready to sing. And there's this little sweet lady sitting on this pew, and she looks at us and she says, "Honey, I am so sorry, but we got a bee infestation up in this church." And I said, "What do you mean?" She's like, "They're everywhere. Y'all, I'm not playing with you. They were on the back of our pant legs.
No.
They were flying down. I've never hit a higher note in my life than when I'm getting to my high part of the song and a bee lands on the end of the microphone." And it's just, I kid you not, the bee's like looking me down the face.
Oh.
And I'm like, "Here's my high note."
Oh, sweet.
You know, I'm half allergic. So, you know, I'm half allergic. So,
you don't die or nothing, but it ain't
die,
fun.
But it's bad. Okay.
It's allergic to pain.
So that was one of my first, you know, welcome to music. We got bees everywhere.
That is crazy. Oh, that is great.
But you go everywhere and sing.
You just go do it.
Yeah. Bees or no bees, you go do it.
Yes. And I know it's ministry, but I think the adage is true that the show must go on.
That's right.
Yes.
And you probably have stuff all the time that happens. And people always say, "Well, what was your most, you know, embarrassing moment? Or what was the moment that had you sweating the most?" But nobody really noticed, you know, because you kind of kept your cool or you put on a good face.
Right.
Johnny Mnix, the first voice you heard, and then our guest today, Jake Cooley, right here on Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, and in my conversation with Judy from the Martins and Jake Cooley, a fresh face in the homecoming circle, the question came up about those moments that just don't go as planned.
You know what? We do get that question a lot. And for us, it a lot of times it is equipment failure.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
That's such a huge one. And you never know when something like that's going to happen.
That is nerve-wracking.
It is.
Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking. Yeah.
But that's where professionalism steps in.
That's right.
And you just figure out how to.
Yeah.
And tracks go out or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
That's happened to me a couple of times.
Yes.
Be in the middle of a song and something just, you know, power go out.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you do? You just start worshiping.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's just because the spirit's there no matter if you have a track or not.
Right.
The spirit's in the place.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Now, do you play piano or
guitar
or anything?
I do play a little piano.
That helps a lot.
It does.
Yes.
I'm usually not playing though, a whole lot on stage. I just start singing a cappella, you know what I'm saying? You just keep carrying on the track.
Yeah, right.
I do play a little piano.
Because that adds another level of stress.
Yes,
right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Woo! Joyce plays.
That's, I didn't know that.
She plays piano. Jonathan played the bass.
Okay.
That was our little
yes.
ensemble. It was Joyce piano, Jonathan bass.
What did you play?
The tambourine.
You did?
I did.
Make a joyful noise. I love it.
I didn't
always
play it well, but hey.
You gotta use it. It's in scripture.
I got with it. But wow. Joyce has that backup. Jonathan can play guitar too. Not
right. yeah.
he's
yeah.
not extremely skilled, but he can make it, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But when I do solo things, which is not very often, I don't have a backup. I have to sing. If anything goes wrong, it's just me and the Lord.
We can get some solo gigs at the B church. We can go back to the B
Let's
church, me
it.
And you,
Let's
do a joint
do
concert
it.
At the B church.
Make
Let's
sure
go
you
back.
Have your EpiPen.
First Baptist Bees. Yes,
oh,
that's
yeah.
where we're going.
I'm an EpiPen. And that's just a portion of the conversation.
And you know, there's more still to come here on Homecoming Radio.
We love the Easters at Homecoming Radio. Here they are with New Day.
That's
Aren't
good.
You glad it's a new day?
Every day is a new day. Every journey's by my
This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio with Judy Martin of the Martins, with Jake Cooley. And now, we've probably heard the story. I don't mind if you tell it again, unless you have another one, Judy, but I want to ask Jake's opinion on this, too.
Okay.
If you go back to one of the earliest Gaither moments that you got to be a part of, because I think that's something for us watching at home, whether it's in the studio around the piano or whether it's on a big concert arena stage somewhere, to say, what was it like to sing with those legends or to be just a bee on the wall in the midst of those voices?
I'm telling you, it's so hard to explain, but at the same time, I mean, it's just, you're just, we were in awe. And I think, you know, we were excited to be singing those songs. And I mean, when we first were introduced, though, we were invited by Michael English and Mark Lowry. So we weren't a part of the group. We were still sitting out in the hallway watching it on watching everything happen on monitors. And they were, of course, when we tape like that, Bill goes really long.
Yeah.
So lunch isn't until like 3, 4, something like that.
Yeah.
And so he said, okay, listen, now we're going to break for lunch. And everybody was like, oh, thank God. He said, but before we do, we're going to call the Martin kids in here.
Yeah.
Y'all,
yeah.
I thought I was going to faint. And when we walked in that room and all those people we were just watching on monitors were just close to us, it was so
nerve-wracking. By the way, those rooms are a tighter fit. I mean, we're pretty tight here.
Yes.
It's a tighter fit than I think people realize.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you can smell what you ate for breakfast.
Yes, you can, and everybody else.
Right. You smell the nerves. You smell them.
So you're in there now.
Yes, and I'm very surprised that I even sung the notes right, because all I could hear was a high-pitched noise in my ear. I was so nervous and so stressed out. But once that was over, and then they asked us to sit down in there with them after lunch, you're just looking around. I mean, I felt like I was only singing half the songs because I was just checking everybody out and pinching myself, and oh my gosh! And I'll tell you, we still feel that wonder. We still get so excited whenever we're able to get together, and it's a lot of the awe, but now it has also morphed into this because it's family, and we all are singing and doing our own thing, traveling, doing our own things, but it's so wonderful to get to be in the same room with each other for two or three days, just to be around. You know, you don't have to have long, deep conversations to just enjoy being around each other. We love it.
Look at your neighbor or somebody close and say, it's just been good getting to know you and to love you.
Let's sing it again. Going together.
Spend eternity with
learning to love you.
Learning to love you. How easy it is getting used to the family of God.
Sing one more time.
Growing together. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Russ Taff. Hey, Gene, what time is it?
time for today's reminder that true joy starts with a decision to
give it away.
Take whatever you have and give it away.
Kenna shared with us a photo, and to describe it here on the radio, it's a photo of her dad sitting at a temporary desk and a chair facing a closed door. You see, on the other side of the door is his wife, who must remain in isolation because she's going through radiation for cancer treatment. So Kenna's dad set up his desk at the door to keep her company while isolated. He's there if she needs anything or if she just wants to talk. And to us, that's a great example of what it means to think outside yourself and give it away.
And here's Tanya Goodman Sykes going home.
I just love her.
Sweet voice.
What a voice.
I love her. Good.
Many times in my childhood, when we traveled so far, by nightfall, how weary I'd grow. Father's arms would slip around me so gently.
Let's go outside of the studio with some special homecoming guests.
With Judy Martin, Jake Cooley. Now, in those listening internationally, you got to know, in the U.S., there is a region, and I don't even know what, your brother, Judy, told me that you guys call it a certain thing, but Louisiana. Jake, you're from Louisiana. Martins are from Arkansas. Reggie is from Mississippi.
Yes, I can tell you what it is.
What is it?
We call it the Arklamis.
Arklamis.
Yes.
Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arklamis.
Arklamis, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that?
Well, I've heard Arklatex. You know, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas.
And Texas, you're on that side.
So y'all on that side, so y'all say Arklamis. My side says Arklatex. But we all mean the same thing.
We do.
We all mean
it's
the same thing.
It's three states that connect.
There you go.
If you had to put your finger on it, that region has produced this talent bundle right here. So yes. what's what What is it about that part of the country that you think brought that music and harmony out?
Now, for the Martins, it was our church life.
Yeah.
For us, it was, we went to this really small little country church, and for whatever reason, thank you, Jesus, music was a very central part of it for them.
Yeah.
And we had maybe 25 people, you know, on a regular basis, 50 on Easter Sunday, you know. But it was a really small group to have such a strong musical. But we had people knew, plenty of people knew harmonies. Our mom knew harmonies. And so those people sang to the top of their lungs every Sunday morning. And we learned, we were just bathed. The harmonies and that part of it. But in the feeling and seeing their hearts and knowing what they've been through and knowing what they were going through and how they would get in that room and pour their hearts out to God through song, it really meant a lot to us. It built that heart of worship in us, and that's where it started.
Worship looks different depending on where you are.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know it when you see it, you hear it,
you feel it. Yes, sir.
And it's a unifier.
When the Spirit shows up, it's undeniable.
Yes, sir.
Unexplainable. What makes the best singers from that area is Jesus and really strong sweet tea.
Yes.
There you go. Because it's real in Louisiana.
That's right.
The sweet tea is real.
It is.
You got that right.
Okay, so let's listen to the Martins singing one of my favorite songs that I grew up singing in my little Baptist church, So High.
So high, you can't get over it. So wide, you can't get around it. So low, you can't get under it. You must come in at the door. So high,
so high,
you can't get over it. So wide, you can't get around it. So low.
Nothing like it. The Martins here on Homecoming Radio.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Here's a classic by a classic, the Cathedral Quartet on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in his love. Dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to walk a little more like Jesus would. I want to talk a little more like I know I should. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Nearer to thee,
nearer to thee.
I want to be,
I want to be.
Well, I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Let my light shine,
let my light shine.
In love divine,
in love divine.
Well, I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Well, I want to
dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to
dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to dig
a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Lord, I want to
walk a little more like Jesus would.
I want to
talk a little more like a Christian should.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
I want to dig, a little deeper. Want to dig, a little deeper. Want to dig, a little deeper. Dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to dig a little deeper in his love.
Dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to
walk a little more like Jesus would.
I want to talk a little more like I know I should.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Well, I want to
dig a little deeper in his love.
Yes, I want to
dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to walk
a little more like Jesus would.
Yes, I want to
talk a little more like a Christian should.
Lord, I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Well, I want to
dig a little deeper in his love. Dig a little deeper in his love. Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love, of his love.
Well, I want to
walk a little more like Jesus would. Talk a little more like a Christian should. Dig a little deeper in the storehouse.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse. Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Dig, dig, dig a little deeper. Dig, dig, dig a little deeper. Dig, dig, dig a little deeper. Dig, dig, dig a little.
Hi, I'm Adam Crabb. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
It's time now to play Why Not?
Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not?
With the man who invented the phrase.
All right, I'm ready.
That's you, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
You know, this seems easy, but don't get tangled up. Let's get right down to see who can get to the answer at this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What can be broken but never held?
Promise.
Boy.
Wow. Gracious.
You can tell who the songwriters are.
Wow. Yeah, I know, right?
What word is spelled incorrectly in every single dictionary?
Incorrectly. He's like, that doesn't sound right.
I know, that was news to him.
I believe we got a win.
I know that joke.
I love these things.
And with that, today's segment of Why Not is now untied, and you can impress your friends. Why not?
Why not? Why not? Blessing and blessing. If he keeps on pouring it on, if his love just keeps getting richer, if he keeps on giving us all, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if he keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If he keeps on blessing and blessing, and blessing, if he keeps on pouring.
This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, sitting today with Judy Martin Hess of the Martins. We've got Jake Cooley. Okay, Jake, I've known you now for a few years, and you've been a part of some videotapings and some concert events. And in your part of the country, obviously, you grew up, and I'm sure when they came to, if you were like me, when they came into town, you had your ticket and you were ready for a good night.
Oh, yes, sir. The first time I remember being at a Gaither Homecoming, I was probably 5 or 6, maybe a little bit younger than that, and it was at the American Airlines Center. And I remember, yeah. I'm sure y'all were probably, yeah.
I think
yeah.
so.
And Sandy Patty was on stage, oh, and I still remember what she was wearing, because I was, you know, growing up in the Baptist church, everyone was talking about Sandy Patty, And so I just look up, and there's Bill Gaither and Sandy Patty on stage. You just can't believe it.
You can't get any bigger than that.
You really can't.
That's
and
true.
It is just this most incredible feeling, and to be here now and sitting with all these incredible people and sharing the stage and just having conversations with people, it's like, wow, you just realize that the blessings and the favor of God is so incredible, because who would have ever dreamed? Not me. You know, it's so surreal for me. I mean, seriously, it gets me emotional. And I mean, the first time I did the Gaither Homecoming taping, which was Tulsa, which was a couple of years ago, I'd known Mr. Bill for a while, but that was the first time I'd been with everybody else. And I had a very similar experience like you did.
Yes.
During rehearsal, it was like, okay, here's your song, it's rehearsal. And I'm telling you, I tell people, like, when it's people that you have respected and people that you love from afar, then you're on stage and you're in the room and you're seeing all these people behind you and they're cheering
and they're
you
looking
on
at you.
And they're encouraging you, even if you hit a sour note a little bit, they're like, that was, you're like,
it's like you could do no wrong.
Right.
But you also know the talent, and you know that these are professionals.
That's right.
And they know a sour note when they
That's
hear
right.
it from a mile away.
And it raises you to
and
your
it's
level.
An interesting
it
does. It bundle makes of, you, of things.
Yes. It's an iron sharpening iron
That's
type
it is.
Of thing.
100%. It raises you to your level to be your best. And that's what God wants us. He wants us to reach our potential.
Yeah. Yes.
And so you don't settle for a second. You be the best you can be. Yeah. You go up there and you give it all you got. And I think everybody here does that. And that's what we strive for.
That's awesome.
And in Tulsa, that was I Stand Amazed, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That was the first one I did.
Now, do you remember seeing this, and especially when the video came out? And who are we to second guess Bill Gaither with his track record of talents?
Oh, my goodness.
But some of us didn't know Jake. You know, we'd never heard you. And we were like, where is this going? How is this going to end, you know?
Yes.
And we were floored, man, when you took that and you hit that note.
Thank
and
you.
It was like,
so was I. So was I. There it is. Thank God. I was so happy to be there and to be a part and to see Mr. Bill in the corner of my eye standing up smiling. I could have died. I was like, he's such a pioneer. He's such a legend. And, but down to earth, though, he's one of the greatest people I've ever had the privilege to know. And he is the kindest person, and he loves people, and he loves God. And he's real. He's real.
He still doesn't really, I'm not sure if he knows my name yet.
That's
all right. That's all right. He knows Joyce's name. They're like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
So he knows her name. They're on the same level. But he always pats me on the shoulder and says, sweet mama.
He's about to walk down the aisle. He's about to walk down here. We can ask him.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm Jake's daughter-in-law. That's who
right.
I am.
That's right.
That's important. Yes, it is. This next song we're going to hear is a beautiful hymn that I have loved my whole life. I Stand Amazed, featuring Jake Cooley. Now, who else sang with you on that first taping?
That was Charlotte Ritchie and Wes Hampton.
Together.
It was a special moment for me.
Look at that.
I'm telling you.
Well, I tell you, sitting there in that room and getting to experience your first time on a Gaither stage, I'm very thankful I was able to be a part of that. And it makes me really proud of you. I know what all it takes to get to that point. And so there's already a lot of respect, even though I don't know you that well yet.
Right.
So I just want you to know.
That's sweet.
And I'm thankful you're here, and I'm thankful you're getting to live your dream.
Well, you're the sweetest. I really appreciate your time.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. But how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very.
Jake Cooley is that high note right here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, along with Charlotte Ritchie and Wes Hampton. And boy, when you finished that and you sat back in your seat, Jake, did you think, my goodness, let's get a bus and hit the road?
I started breathing again.
Yes!
My soul came back into my body, and I started breathing. I was like, okay, we're good. You did it. You're good. You're good.
I can relate. Yes, sir.
You know, our goal today was to remind you that when you're down and lonely, Jesus is the best friend that you could ask for. Run to him. He's waiting.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.